Hey, this is Climate to Action, a California State University San Marcos student podcast. We're here to amplify voices and empower solutions in the fight against climate change and to address climate justice for all living things. We are committed to incorporating discussions on indigenous knowledge in addressing the climate crisis and to providing a call to action in every episode. My name is Saturn Salama. I'm the current team manager of Climate to Action. It's wonderful to be back, and I'm excited to share more discussions that will make you think about your world, climate action, and climate justice. First, we'd like to acknowledge that our recording studio is located on the traditional territory of the Luseño Pyokuichim people. CSUSM and its surrounding area are still home to the six federally recognized bands of the La Jolla, Paula, Pama, Pechanga, Rincon, and Saboba Luseño Pyokuichim people. It is also important to acknowledge that this land remains the shared space among the Kupeño, Kumeyaay, and Ipai peoples. Today we have a special episode. This is an excerpt taken from episode 6 with reporter Corey Suzuki of KPBS and Mackenzie Elmer from Voice of San Diego. In episode 6, we covered a number of topics from the history of the climate crisis in reporting to exciting solutions for climate change to the future. This bonus episode will focus on the upcoming administration and climate change. So, without further ado, let's hear what these reporters had to say.
Obviously, in January, we will have a new administration, and we're wondering how this will impact climate news. And we're sure you're aware that during the first Trump administration, climate data was buried and removed from federal websites. What does the future of climate crisis reporting look like to you?
I don't know. I'm not really, we've been through one Trump administration. I'm not really worrying myself about it. Like, I'm sure we'll see, you know, he's already announced he's going to try to dismantle climate change tracking organizations like the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration, for instance, which produces a lot of climate data. We did see him pull, like, his administration pull terms like climate change from, like, key websites like the EPA. But already in talking to some of my sources in the Fed, like at EPA, people are preparing. People in those agencies are preparing to just sort of alter their phraseology, their terminology, and still, like, get at the truth without maybe saying some buzzwords, which I guess climate change becomes under the Trump administration. And even if they pull, I mean, they may pull data from a federal website, which is awful, but there are many, many other sources out there, institutions, universities, scientists, private companies, like, that can provide and continue to update the public on where we're at with the climate crisis. So to me, it's just gonna make it a little bit more difficult. And it will probably see a lot more rhetoric we'll have to combat, but doesn't really, it's just annoying, really, more than anything to me. That's how I kind of view the change, but I don't know, maybe Corey feels differently.
I don't know. I mean, I feel like, Mackenzie, you would have a much better sense of what's actually happening within the federal government. On the sort of federal level, I don't cover very much. I'm sort of, my beat is very locally focused in both regions. So, that's a little bit out of my, area of experience, but I am certainly, really, really worried about things like, National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration potentially being dissolved, the National Weather Service being dismantled or changed into some kind of other organization that puts its services behind a paywall. I think that there's a lot to really be worried about. And I think it's too early to say what things are really going to look like, because, you know, it's I think it's hard to know. There's a lot of industry pressure on President-elect Trump, you know, for example, to continue things like some of the Biden administration's moves to support the electric vehicle industry. So that's maybe an area where we might see some policies roll over and continue. And I think, like, similarly, you know, under the Biden administration, the United States was producing more fossil fuels, more oil and gas than at any other point in the history of the United States. So, I mean, there's sort of, I think you can look at the track records of both administrations and point out different ways in which they did or did not contribute to the fight against climate change. At the same time, I do think what I really worry about is under the first Trump administration, I mean, we saw how just the way he talked about things, just the way his administration talked about things, has a really big effect on how people think about them, and not only the climate crisis, but in all kinds of different areas of American life, immigration, for example, and race and identity. And I think that that to me is almost more one of the things that I am more worried about, and what that's going to mean for climate change, because I think if you have, the most powerful elected officials in the United States, and they're not willing to acknowledge the reality of climate change, I think that that is almost going to be more damaging, maybe in some ways, to how the kind of overall outlook on the future of the climate crisis than maybe any other thing that the Trump administration could do, and that any administration could do. And this is all happening, you know, at such a pivotal time for climate action and for the climate crisis, where we are starting to see the first ripples of what the future is going to look like. I guess that's why I wonder if we all in the press did a good enough job of making sure that that was at the forefront of people's minds in this election, and I don't think we did.
Well, hopefully, instead of taking steps backwards, we can take steps forward into the new year.
This is Eldon, the production engineer. I hope this excerpt from our conversations made you think about the future. The climate crisis is worsening as we speak, and discussions on the climate are needed more than ever. Climate to Action is dedicated to hosting more discussions just like this one next semester, so look out for more unfiltered honesty on the climate crisis. Our call to action for this episode is to read an article on the climate crisis, either on the national or local level. Want to hear more from Climate to Action, a CSUSM student podcast? Follow us on our socials at Climate to Action. Visit for updates, behind-the-scenes content, and more. Until next time, this is Eldon from Climate to Action, signing off.